State Highway Patrol Lieutenant Robert Sellers says a total of 29 people were affected, 23 corrections officers, 4 nurses, and 2 inmates. All who were exposed were treated on the scene, and all but one inmate were transported to a hospital for evaluation. Sellers says all of the staff members are stable and some have been released from the hospital. There were no fatalities. He says 31 inmates who were not affected were relocated to another part of the prison. Sellers says samples of the substance have been collected and are being tested so they can be identified. And as a precautionary measure, he says additional doses of the anti-opioid overdose drug Narcan have been supplied to the hospital. He says the facility is secure and adds there is no safety threat to the public. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.